testified of him with many mighty works, and his claim to be the Son of God was believable. That's what scared them. And our claim to be prophets in the end times has to be believable and to be testified of mighty works. If it's not, then, you know, it's just background noise, you know? And who's going to hate just a bunch of background noise? I mean, yeah, there's hate, you know, people hate each other, but not, you know, I tell people stuff, and yeah, they think I'm an idiot, you know? But nobody's going to kill me for this. At least not, you know, not just for the things I say. It's sticks and stones break people's bones, but, you know, I mean, in America, maybe in other countries, you say the things I say, yeah, and you get killed. And those people suffer persecution. But for me to suffer persecution, things got to be different. Or I got to go someplace else. I don't know what. But I know that as part of the, you know, we're going to conform to the image of Christ, so we have to suffer some things. So I know that's a bit of a digression from the subject at hand in 1 John, but, you know, as the subject is Antichrist, I know people's minds, well, what about the Antichrist, right? So I have to give you a little bit of a mini message on that. You know, don't worry about the Antichrist, except know, you know, if you haven't studied 2 Thessalonians, 1 Thessalonians, those are very good scriptures to prepare you for the end times. In fact, everything I've taught is really to prepare you. Everything I do is to arm people, to teach them how they might obtain all the armor of God, whether it be faith, the righteousness, the word of God, salvation. You know, imagine, you know, in Ephesians I talked, you know, imagine this inspection day where people are standing there, and all they've got on is the helmet. There's no sword, no shield. No, they got a shield, but it's like got holes in it. Because their faith is not complete. Their faith is there's a handle they're holding on to, but the rest of the shield is like not there. And it's sort of like, well, what's with your faith? Well, I just believe this. I just believe Jesus died for me. You think that's enough of a shield to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked? You know, the things that Satan sends at you are all kinds of temptations. Your faith has to be pretty big to block all those darts. I'll tell you that. I know. Because I feel sometimes like the darts still get through. And that really bugs me. You know? But again, it's got to be testified of God in due time. When I can honestly say that they don't get through, maybe I will. Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll still... I think of the way Paul spoke. He said, hey, you know, this is a true saying and worthy of all acceptation. This is from 1 Timothy, that Christ died to save sinners, of whom I am chief. And I would say, Christ died to save sinners, of whom I am the least. I don't mean that I have not much sin. I just mean, I couldn't even call myself a chief sinner. You know? It's like, you know, you ever see, you know, the big bad guys, and then there's like the little toadies, and that's more like what I think I am. In evilness. Not even impressive in evil. But, well, that's enough of those first three verses. Let's move on. Verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world. Therefore speak they of the world, and the world heareth them. This is very true. If you are truly tuned in with the things of God, the world isn't going to hear you. And not just the world like, oh, you know, Hollywood, or, you know, New York City, or whatever. I mean, church world. I mean, the people who think they are of God, but they're really of the world. And it's manifest in all the things they love and all the things they pursue, that they are of the world. And the world hears them. You know? They say things that speak to the world. They heap to themselves teachers because their ears are itchy. You know, like the things I say, you know why nobody listens to me? Aside from a general laziness, I think, on people's parts. Or aside from a general busyness that they don't have time. The people who try to listen, who walk away angry, do that because things I say don't make their ears, it's irritating to them. It's grating on them. You know, it was like, Paul, you're very strident. It's like a unpleasant sound in my ears. That's what I'm come to be. I've come to be unpleasant to many people. But to those who are of my God, it is a very pleasant sound indeed. And so, those that are of God, you know, he that is, as Jesus said, he that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. If I'm of God, you won't hear me unless you're of God. And if I'm not of God, only the world will hear me. Now, you know, there's all kinds of little denominations, like the, you know, little groups, and they're cultic, like I'm cultic, you know, in a sense. Everything's a cult, you know, the Catholic Church is a huge cult. And, you know, the Baptists, they're a cult. Oh, we're mainstream. I know, mainstream is its own sort of cult. The cult is just, you know, it's a word that's come to be like taboo. You know, you don't say they're a cult. You know, but in the strictest sense of the word, cult is just, you know, the way your sort of mode of observance, your, you know, I mean, I know we have technical definitions of cults, but those are all defined by mainstream. And of course, they exclude themselves. We're not a cult. You know, we're too big to be a cult. You know, we're too accurate in the Bible to be a cult. But everyone thinks they're accurate. Everyone thinks they have the truth. But it's all just one against the other. You know, there are little groups that assure themselves. It's like, well, we're small. Nobody hears us, so we're of God. And you know what? Yeah, well, you know, we know the way of God's got to be a narrow way. You know, he says, straight is the gate and narrow is the way, and few there be that find it. You know, the broad way that appeals to people and their itching ears, yeah, we know that's not of God. Of course, many people don't understand that. But it's contrary to the word of God. Everything the scriptures tells you, it can't be the way of the many. It's got to be the way of the few. But there's all kinds of ways of the few. In fact, there's more ways of the few than there are of the many. It's like, you know, this little group, that little group, this little church, that little church, you know. If someone said, a Catholic said to a brother of mine that, well, you're just like Jim Jones. Yeah, well, you know, you Catholics are just like, you know, the dupes of Jim Jones. You know, and your Pope is the biggest Jim Jones on the earth, leading you all to death. Yeah, that's what I believe. If I thought that was a way of life, I would certainly follow after it. But because I don't follow after it, I'm testifying against it, that I believe that is the way of death.